Frog Lake. It's September 26, 2 hours after noon. The undergrowth seemed to conspire against them, grasping at their clothes, and scratching their arms as they pushed forward. Each step was a careful one, as the volunteers advanced in a grid-like pattern, methodically scanning every corner, crevices, and more. Some walked through thickets of trees, the canopy creating dappled shadows dancing with the shifting sunlight. Above, there were helicopters darting through the sky. But these group of volunteers were not alone. Over 100 strong, members of the public, together with RCMP detachments and search and rescue teams from neighboring nations and municipalities, as well as the Canadian Armed Forces, united for a collective mission. They looked for Jaeger, a 5-year-old child from Frog Lake Nation who had been missing for over 24 hours. Jaeger Cross Memnook was first last seen in his residence at around 2:30 p.m. on September 25. A nonverbal boy, 3 feet 6 inches tall. And as the sun would have begun to fall, they found him, approximately 28 hours after he went missing. "I feel good in my heart," said Frog Lake First Nation Chief Greg Desjarlais, explaining that what everyone wanted was a rescue mission and not a recovery. Desjarlais is also family to Cross Memnook. The child's mother is Desjarlais' niece. "This could have been anybody's boy, grandson, or sibling," said Desjarlais. "Cross Memnook could have been anybody's family. That's why we had so much support. Nobody wants to lose somebody, especially in a devastating and tragic manner," he said. To finally find Cross Memnook was a huge relief for the chief. "We're thankful to the Creator first and foremost, that he blessed us with good weather, and for the many people who supported us. And also, the elders, and the people that prayed from home." He thanked all of those involved, saying that no matter their race, color, or creed, they worked together for the betterment of the child. It was a personal victory for Desjarlais, but more importantly, the successful rescue was a victory for everybody, said Desjarlais. "It's very heartwarming and it doesn't go unnoticed. We're thankful for everybody," he said. According to information from Alberta RCMP, assistance with the search include Edmonton Police Service Air 1 helicopter, Alberta RCMP Air Services helicopter, Alberta RCMP Police Dog Services, Alberta Search and Rescue Association, the Canadian Armed Forces, RCMP officers from several detachment areas including Saskatchewan RCMP, and over 100 members of the public. Teams from Bonnyville, Cold Lake, and Lac La Biche also assisted with the search. "To all of those who assisted with this search, your tireless efforts are recognized," said Chief Superintendent Gary Graham, commander of the Eastern Alberta District RCMP, in a September 26 press release.